Hey, everybody. It's Ophira Eisenberg here, and this is Ask Me Another. So this week, I am joining you from my home, and I find myself really missing doing the show. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to call up Jonathan Colton and see how he's doing. So, okay, just give me a second.
Oh, hey, Ophira. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Yeah, same. Okay. I'm a little stir crazy, to be honest.
So, you know what? I have an idea. Do you want to do a show?
Like an Ask Me Another show? A regular?
A different show. Do you have a different show in mind? I'm up for that too.
No, that seems like too much work. Let's do the show that we always do.
Can we start it the way we usually start it?
With the whole, I mean, there's no audience, but you still want me to do the
song and the
from
yeah.
NPR and
yeah,
don't
yeah,
want
yeah,
to do that
yeah.
thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I have to confess that
show.
I don't when we do the show, as you know, I don't actually play that live. It's a recorded thing. I'm not entirely sure that I can sing and play at the same time. So this might be a face plant, but we'll see.
Okay, I'm up for it.
Okay, here we go.
Whatever you got.
Okay. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from our respective homes in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour for Puzzles, Word Games, and Social Distancing. See, that's where I get, that's the hard part. I get stuck there.
Well, you also changed the words. I mean, you made it even extra harder on yourself.
That's sort of my MO.
Okay. Do you want to try it again?
Yeah, let me give it one more shot. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from, well, inside our respective homes in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Social Distancing, Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. I'm at least 6 feet away from your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Oh, thanks, Jonathan. I feel better.
Me too. Feels comforting to say those words, even though there's nobody clapping while I do it.
So what's been going on over there? How are you dealing with the self-isolation?
You know, I work from home a lot of the time anyway, so it's not that different for me. The main thing that's different is that everybody else in my house is home all the time also.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I'm finding out the limits of my ability to be with other people. It's become important for me to, you know, get out of the house, take a walk every day. But, you know, we're doing okay. How are you guys holding up?
Good. I mean, my husband and I and my son are spending a lot of time together. I jokingly say...
She said through gritted teeth.
I've jokingly said, as a mother, I never expected I would have to raise my child. But here we are. And then, of course, when it was possible, I bought a bunch of hand sanitizer bottles and mm-hmm. I gave one to my husband, who then... He was actually going out to buy groceries and he came home and he said, oh, yeah, I got to tell you something. That bottle of hand sanitizer, the cap came off of it in my pocket, it spilled in my pocket. Where I was like, no, we'll never get any of that again. Like that was...
Let me put my hand in your pocket right now. Like,
that's what we did. I was smearing it on. I got my son. I was like, put your hands in daddy's pocket. I know I should create routines for everybody, but it's also like, how about we just try to eat and yeah. not kill each other, obviously.
Exactly.
And not argue too much uh-huh. and do whatever and makes it people happy in the moment.
Yeah. This is the thing they don't tell you about getting married and having kids is the amount of work it takes to just live in a house with your family is extensive. It's actually a full-time job. I'm surprised we get away with having other jobs on top of that, frankly. Now that we're doing this full-time, I'm like, oh, right, this is really hard.
So hard. Okay, so we...
So how are we going to do this show?
Good question. How about we just play some games with some of our friends? Why don't we call up our friends, mm-hmm. see how they're doing, and then... You see if they want to play a couple games. I bet they would love a distraction.
I'm sure they're all sitting around. So let me ask a question. Since these are our friends, are we going to do the whole points thing and the whole have a winner and a final round and all that stuff?
Let's just play some games. We'll keep track of how they're doing, but really we just want to know how they're doing. And we had Emily Nussbaum, who is the television critic for The New Yorker, queued up for our live Bell House show, which obviously we're no longer doing, but She's available. So we're going to check in with her later and find out what television we should be watching, what's going to make us feel good right now to have on our screens. Yeah, and what you recommend. So let's call up some friends and play some games.
Let's just pretend everything is normal and bring our friends on the show the way we always do.